iRockRadio.me. This is Rick Becker on Saturday, July 23rd. I caught up with David from Soul Asylum before his band played the marquee in Tempe, Arizona on the tour for their most recent album, Change of Fortune. David proudly wore his Muhammad Ali t-shirt, and I started off by asking how he's been able to keep the band going for 35 years and how he has incorporated new band members into the fold.
Well, it never gets any less strange. It always is kind of interesting because you can't really predict what's going to happen every day. And we sort of managed to be the survivors. So the people that are here today are the people that really love it and the people that are the best at it. And that's kind of how it's gotten better and how it's stayed interesting, actually.
A lot of bands with your deep catalog wouldn't have to keep putting out new stuff, but you guys have kept putting out new stuff at a pretty consistent rate. Why is that? Is it part of keeping it interesting, or is it just that that's what you want to do?
Oh, yeah. I think that's the nature of the beast, if you will. I mean, I don't really have any interest in just sort of, I guess, going out and playing old songs, so... Yeah, I mean, you gotta keep adding and creating new things. Otherwise, you're just kind of, I guess, going through the motions a little bit. I mean, it certainly keeps you on your toes.
And if you could talk a little bit about the new album, Change of Fortune.
Well, we made it. We tracked it in L.A., and then we kind of did the rest of it all over in different studios in New Orleans and Minneapolis and Winston Studio in New Jersey. And it's probably the most progressive record we've ever made, and it was pretty fun because it was really letting the sort of patience take over the asylum, if you will. There's not a lot of structure because we know what we're doing, so we don't really have to sit around and wait for somebody to tell us what to do. We can just sort of go about the process of making a record without spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on, you know, nothing.
So in 1993, you got the chance to play the Clinton presidential inauguration. Have you gotten a phone call yet about whether you'd play another one if there were another Clinton inauguration?
No, I'm waiting by the phone on that one. But, yeah, I mean, one can only hope that, Chelsea's back in the White House again, I guess.
I'm Rick Becker, and I will have more of my interview with David from Soul Asylum coming up in a few minutes, but now let's get back to some music, iRockRadio.me. iRockRadio.me, I'm Rick Becker, and I'm going to continue my interview with David from Soul Asylum, which was recorded on the band's tour bus outside the Marquee in Tempe, Arizona on Saturday, July 23rd. There was a particular person close to the band that interested me, movie writer and director Kevin Smith has had a special relationship with Soul Asylum since the days of his cult movie hit Clerks in 1994. I talked with David about working with Smith.
Oddly enough, I found Clerks at a truck stop a couple nights ago, and we put it on last night, and it's still really good. It's still really funny, and it's still, you really get the sense that this is what sort of started him on his role. You know, last time I saw him was at Jay Leno. But, he used Misery and Clerks 2, and I don't know. Kevin's great. He's really fun to work with, and he's always kind of on. He's always pretty funny. He seems to really enjoy what he's doing, and he makes it fun for everyone, you know.
Now, this tour is almost over, but you're going to be out on the road, I'm sure, pretty soon again. What can somebody who's never gotten a chance to see you guys expect from a Soul Asylum show?
Oh, 90 minutes of quality rock and roll entertainment. Somebody who's never seen the band before, I mean, That's kind of a funny thing for me to think about. I mean, I'm certain that they'll never see anything like us again unless they come and see us again.
This business is changing. It's different to get your music in front of people. It's different to make money on your music and make a business out of it. How do you guys adapt to the fact that it's just a different industry than it was when you guys started?
Very poorly, I think. I am not really an internet person, so I've never had the urge to tweet anyone or send anyone a picture of my sandwich or, you know, sort of make every second of my day seem interesting. It's not, you know. And for me, it's too much information. I really don't want to know what Jessica Simpson is having for lunch. I don't care, you know. You know, we've experimented with some things like pledge music, and we argued for about 25 years now about what a website for a band is supposed to be like, and we still don't really seem to have it figured out. And I guess our Facebook thing kind of takes care of itself, and we have a fan website. It's called Enter the Soul Asylum, and you know, I mean, it's kind of a mixed situation. I still go buy records at the record store, and I listen to records on big wooden speakers, and I really enjoy the experience, and it's quite a bit more immersive than an MP3 and earbuds. But I, you know, it's something I think about. I was just thinking about it in the shower, and I'm like, is it sad because people don't spend as much time and money on music, or is it just the nature of it? You know, people kind of grow in and grow out of music, but that's not the way it is for everyone. I mean, it's my life, so as people stop buying records and listening to them for free, it's sure it affects everything we do in not always the greatest ways.
I'm Rick Becker. Thank you for checking out my interview with David from Soul Asylum, which was recorded in Tempe, Arizona. As for the concert itself, Soul Asylum came out swinging by opening with Somebody to Shove and went with Misery pretty early in the set. David wasn't lying when he said the band puts on a nonstop energetic show for an hour and a half. If you see Soul Asylum is coming to your town, I suggest you invest in the price of a pair of tickets. iRockRadio.me.